We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
It was a Monday yesterday, so you wind up with rulings from the Supreme Court. And this one raised a lot of eyebrows. This related to the Baker case, you know, the Christian Baker who said that he declined, apparently very politely, but said, "I'm not willing to bake a cake for your gay wedding." And the gay couple in question was deeply offended. And instead of going after him online or taking their business elsewhere, they decided to file a lawsuit. And it has worked its way up to the Supreme Court. Timothy Zick is a professor of constitutional law at William & Mary. And I'm glad to have you here today because I was watching my Facebook feed yesterday. People on both sides, my right-wing conservative friends and all my gay friends in D.C. who just were all berserk about this and arguing back and forth about what the decision from the Supreme Court actually meant. So if you can give me the 30-second synopsis of what the decision was, then maybe that's a good place for us to start.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you here.
The decision doesn't tell us very much about the larger issue, which is whether or not there is a sort of broad religious exemption to anti-discrimination laws that apply to gays and lesbians. So what it does say is that if you're going to apply those laws to someone like Jack Phillips or the Christian Baker, you have to do so in a context that is not hostile to religion, that doesn't discriminate against religion, that doesn't diminish the very idea that there is a religious objection to making, in this case, a custom wedding cake. That's all the decision says. So, again, it doesn't resolve the larger issue of exemptions to anti-discrimination laws. It does not deal with the big issue, the First Amendment free speech claim that most people were focused on as this case made its way to the Supreme Court.
So what did the board, it's a board in Colorado that made this decision originally, what did they do that was wrong?
Well, there are a couple of different boards, or in one case a division hears the case, and then a commission. Mm-hmm. And it's the Civil Rights Commission's decision that's on review. And what the court said that body did wrong was two things. One, they suggested in some of their public comments, they held a hearing on this case, and in their public comments, they said things that were arguably derogatory with respect to religious objectors. In one case, the commenter on the commission compared religious objections to arguments that were made in favor of the Holocaust, for example, or racial segregation. And so the court said that that infected the process with a hostility to religion, and the government has to treat religious objections neutrally, and it wasn't doing that. And the other ground that Justice Kennedy and the majority cited was that there were three other cases involving cake bakers who refused to make cakes that would have had derogatory things about same-sex marriage put on their faith. And the bakers in those cases were permitted to say no, even though their public accommodations open for public business. So, again, another example, the court said, of religious reasons not being treated neutrally or in the same respect as say, secular reasons.
Well, help me understand or resolve the dispute that I saw that was really engaging last night, where people were arguing over the definition of narrow, because the final vote, if you will, was 7-2. So that's pretty lopsided. But then there was this argument over whether that was actually a narrow decision. And I think we're talking about two different elements of analysis here. And I didn't want to wade into it with people last night, but maybe you can clear it up.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, if you just count justices' heads, right, this is a 7-2 decision, so it doesn't seem narrow. But the reasoning is what is narrow. It's very fact-bound. It's very specific to this particular proceeding. It suggests, although it doesn't say, that in a future case, if a commission like the one in Colorado treated religion with neutrality and without hostility, that it's quite likely that the anti-discrimination law could be enforced without regard to the religious objection. So in that sense, and there are other statements in the opinion about gay rights that give same-sex couples some optimism about future cases. So it's just in this particular instance, on this record, you have comments made by a commissioner that derogate religion. If you didn't have that, this case may come out a different way. So in that sense, it's narrow and fact-bound.
I know you're probably loath to be critical of the Supreme Court and the justices in their judgment, but is this wise for us to continue to keep the door open for another elongated year-long, multi-year debate over this specific issue? I guarantee you today there's somebody out there who's going to go knock on a baker's door and they'll show up in a unicorn costume with, you know, glitter and try to tick the guy off and say, don't, you know, I'm not going to bake you a cake, and then there'll be a lawsuit filed.
Yeah, I think it's a fair criticism, and it's a criticism lodged against decisions that are sometimes called minimalist. They don't resolve anything except the dispute before the parties. This is a court of jurisdiction that's supposed to guide lower courts and litigants, and this case really doesn't do that. And so there will be, as you say, future cases with bakers, with photographers, with dressmakers. And those cases, the majority acknowledges, will have to be decided on their own facts. And so this part of the so-called culture wars will simply continue. And the court could have gone a different direction. There are a few justices who would have decided the First Amendment free speech claim and the free exercise claim and would have granted a broad exemption in religious cases. So, yeah, I think that's a fair criticism, and it's one I've already seen being made about this opinion. And it's not just this opinion. There are others that have been criticized on similar grounds.
So we just ring the bell on round one and get ready for round two, I guess. Timothy Zick, professor of constitutional law at William & Mary, really appreciate you joining us on the program this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.